Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. How y'all doing? Am I too late for the ball game? Oh, what? I missed it? Somebody told me it hasn't started yet. Good grief. I was afraid I missed it. See, I got lost in your small town. What? You don't play baseball here? Are you kidding me? You're here for what? You're here for church? No. No way. I have to go back which way to get to the Ball Diamonds in this small town? Towards that way? Tokini? South? Ah, thank you so kindly. You're all so kind. Well, let's see here. Somebody told me it takes about 10 minutes to head that direction, and it seems like I'm not due to be on the field for quite some time, so I think I have a bit of time here to tell you a story. Seeing as I'm not scheduled to take batting practice for a little while, just like that. That'll teach it! Oh, you're wondering who I am. You're wondering what I'm doing here. Well, I'll tell you. Since I left my professional days at baseball in pursuit of the big goal here, making the big leagues, I've become a coach. They call me Reverend Cleats. You see, after I gave up my pursuit of playing baseball in the big leagues, you know what I did? I became a minister full-time in a small church way up north somewhere. Yeah, close to the North Pole or something like that, they tell me. What position did I play? Center field, of course. I played center field. Oh, there we go. Everyone knows that center field is where all the action is in the first place. I was an outfielder kicking around many a ball diamond, dreaming of the next great catch. You know, I found myself moving my feet just like this. Dreaming of the next big catch. Unfortunately, that didn't happen for me. I did not join Major League Baseball. I wanted to be this guy. This guy. Not that guy. No, not that guy. The other guy. The video. Not that. There's a video there of some guy making a baseball catch. For real now. Here we go. This is it. Show off. Yeah, show off. You see, I always dreamed about being that guy coming over and making that catch. Look out! Did I make the catch? Oh, there's the ball. Yes, I made the catch. All right. Woohoo! Some strange guy coming north. Teaching you about life and baseball. Huh, I tell you, that was a great catch, robbing somebody a home run. Now, I'm going to ask this question to the adults. Let's try this again. Who remembers this guy? That was the picture you just saw. This guy. Anybody know who that is? Oh, the adults know it. Well, Forrest Gump gave us some great advice in life. Here it comes. Here comes.
Life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
That's some great advice there, Forrest. Yummy. I'm here to tell you, though, Forrest Gump didn't quite have it right. Am I spitting? Oh. Sorry. Don't want to drool on my jersey here. I just, you know, took it to the cleaners so that I can look good for this morning. Life is not like a box of chocolates, kids. Life is like a game of baseball. That's what I'm here to tell you. But before you guys think I'm nuts, let me explain what I'm talking about. Did you guys know that baseball is played as a team sport? Anybody here play ball?
No.
Oh, whatever. There's one. Where'd the other kid go? There's two. There's three. There's four. Have you ever played baseball? Okay, there we go. How many adults have ever played baseball? How many of you guys just would wish that this guy up here speaking would just get it over with and be done? Everybody, gotcha! All right. I want you to picture something. You guys look like a smart bunch, right? Y'all are. I originally came from way down south. Can you name the baseball positions? Oh, let's try this again. Some of you played ball. Ugh, my most dreaded positions. Water boy, I'll take. Come on, name them. Pitcher. Catcher. Fielder. First base. Second base. Shortstop. Short stump. Who said short stump? It's shortstop. Third base. Center field. Hey, I like center field. Left field. Right field. Outhouse. Who said that? No, the outhouse, although as important as it is up in these parts, is not a position to play in baseball. Rover. Yes, I like that one. Rover backs me up sometimes. Of course, I get to all my balls anyway, so there you go. Speaking of players, when you come up to the plate, what do you think your job is to do? I come up to the plate. I smash those guitar tuners. I'm kidding, it's not smashed. You know, guys, what your job is to do, believe it or not, is to move that runner safely across to try and take them home. Who do you face when you're up at bat? Who do you face? The pitcher. That's right. Did you guys know by any chance that the pitcher is really, his job is to do what?
Throw the ball?
Not quite. Get you out. So the pitcher's job is to try and trick you. Most people think that the old fastball's coming. I'll show you a two-seam fastball that they throw, okay? Looks like this. So you go and you take your windup. And they think it's coming straight down the middle of the plate. Pastor Norm, can you catch? Kidding. Making sure he's still awake out there. Most of you guys know that the pitcher throws you the old bender. Does anybody know that what that is?
Curveball.
The curveball, that's right. Guys, gals, adults, life is not predictable. Sometimes it throws you a curveball. For example, you want to go on a camping trip, it suddenly gets canceled. You enjoy a picnic, but it rains. Must be the Yukon. You wanted a baby sister, and you'll get a little brother. Imagine the nerve of that mommy. Or the wheel falls off your trailer, but mercifully, it does not fall off in a very inconvenient spot. Yeah, curveballs. How do you respond, guys and gals, when something going on here? How do you respond in life when something does not go your way? Do you do what I do? I just go in the corner and pout. I pout. Hi, pretty lady. How you doing? You know, there's a book that's filled with all kinds of good advice for us. And I see one right here. It's called the Bible. I'm going to read some verses of advice to you. Psalm 42, verse 11. Can you say that with me? Psalm 42, verse 11. Are you ready? Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will praise Him, my Savior and my God. What about these words to encourage you? Jeremiah 29, 11. It's in this book. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Did you know that there's another promise in Romans 8, 28? This is one of my favorite verses. Are you ready? It's a good verse. It's coming. And we know in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. Hey guys, when I feel disappointed, when things don't go my way, I trust that God is in control of my life. Speaking of tricky people, I've had to face some tricky pitchers throughout my playing days. I really did. In the Christian life, we have an enemy that does not want us to be in that loving relationship with God. His name is Satan. Listen to Jesus' own words. Now, this is what Jesus said to a crowd of people listening to Him on that day. From John chapter 8, verse 44. Listen to this. Your father is a devil. You are his children and you want to do what your father wants. He was a murderer from the beginning. He has never stood for the truth because there is no truth in him. Wherever or whenever that liar speaks, imagine that. He speaks according to his own nature because he's a liar and the father of lies. Are there any children out there that deliberately tell lies every chance they get? Wow, I don't want to think about that one. 1 Peter 5:8 gives us some advice. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him. Stand firm in the faith. Can you imagine? Stand firm in the faith. Didn't play baseball, did you? No. Did you see that? She shied away. She doesn't want to play baseball. I think I brought some extra gloves. Anyway, you guys, life is like the game of baseball. Did you know that that guy that we're talking about, his name is Satan, has absolutely zero control? Am I flashing zero there? I can't tell. Okay. Zero control over you if you don't allow him to. James 4, 7, submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, he'll flee from you. Come near to God, he will come near to you. You know what? I'm going to grab my baseball bat, not to scare a little girl away. Anything else here that I can't swing at? Move over there. Plate's right here. Why would I do that? Sometimes when I'm up at bat, even the great and mighty Reverend Cleats fails to get on base. You know one of my most dreaded stats that you guys don't know about? What do you think it is? The strikeout. How many times did the pitcher fool me and strike me out? But you know what? I kept on trying. I did. I had some very encouraging coaches along the way when I played for them over the years. They told me I had talent. I think they got it right. They believed in me. They even cheered for me, even though I missed the mark. Hey, that reminds me of something. You know, throughout life, I've made some bad choices. I've done some things all by myself. Yeah, it's aluminum. Want to hold it? No, thanks. Okay. I've made some bad choices in my time. I have deliberately done something that God did not approve of. Cool sound. I should have done that earlier. That reminds me of an old word that comes out of the Bible that we don't hear said very often anymore. It's an old-fashioned word. It's called sin. Sin. Not social insurance number. Do not get confused, adults, okay? Sin. S-I-N. Yes, God claimed sin before the Canadian government did. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. You know, I've even on occasion gotten upset with the umpire. Oh, this is a funny story. The umpire. Thanks for bringing him up. You had to do that, didn't you? Okay.
I called him
Mr. Goofball. I did. I told you.
Well, what do you think old Mr. Goofball did when I got upset with him? He threw me out of the game. Come on. The nerve throwing me out of the game. Imagine. You know, kids and adults alike, if we continue to do things that God don't approve of, we have to face the consequences of our choice sometime. You want to try out the chair, do you? No. You want to see the bat? No. Okay. Nice to have fans, isn't it? You see, sometimes we do things God don't approve of, but we have to face up to our choices someday. Romans 6:23, verse A. Do you know what the Bible says about sin? The wages of sin is death. But I have a neat part to that one. It says, the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. There's a smart cookie over here. Knows these verses. Kids, whatever you do, don't be afraid to make mistakes. Can I tell you about a mistake I made a long time ago? I'm hoping you'll learn from this one. Are you ready? Confession time. You see, when I was a kid, I didn't have much money for one of these. What do you think I used to practice baseball with? That's right, I went down and I grabbed a rock. Adults, do you see where this is going? Okay. I picked up that rock and I wanted to throw the fastest fastball. Wound up, threw it. Uh-oh. The wind took it. Where do you think the wind took it? Right through my neighbor's window. Oh, what a pain. But I want to tell you, I sure felt like running. Didn't want to confess. But there was something deep inside that told me, no, you can't do that. That's not right. So what I did is I went to my neighbor, and I confessed to them. You know what my neighbor said? Oh, that's okay. I was going to replace that window anyway. What? I'm not making this up. This is a true story. I'm not making it up. What did I learn that day, kids? Don't practice baseball with a rock. Good lesson, I'm sure. Hey, seems like I've been speaking for quite some time to you kind folks. I'm looking at my watch here. You know what? Would you mind if we all took a little break? All adults, kids, would you mind if I took a little break? Yeah? Hold on. Let me tell you why. You see, I even have to stretch for a moment myself, but it is biblical to take a rest. You know that? Exodus 20, verse 8. That's one of the Ten Commandments. God said, remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. God intended for us to take that day of rest for recharge and refocus. How do we do that? Well, many come to church to do that on a Sunday morning. That's their focus. That's how they refocus. But listen to Hebrews 10:25. Don't give up meeting together, as some of you are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as the day is approaching. You see, in baseball, we get up and stretch after the top of the seventh inning. Come on, everybody. Come on, get up. Stretch with me. Come on. Get up. Get those fingers moving. Come on. This is your stretch break. Come on. Hey, that reminds me of an old song. Hey, you guys look like a singing bunch. Ready? Oh, the organ. Here we go. Take me out to the ball game. Take me out to the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I ever get back. So let's root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. For it's 1, 2, 3 strikes, you're out at the old ball game. I love that song. Good job. Woo!
I tell you, that was sure fun. But I'm going to be honest with you, kids. Listen to this. If I was up in the stands watching a baseball game, I'd be waiting for somebody to come up and down the aisles with the popcorn and peanuts. Yummy combo for sure. Popcorn and peanuts. What? Popcorn, peanuts, hey, what are you guys doing to my, come on, what are you guys doing here, it's a church service, come here, all of you, right now, come here, hey, I'll tell you what, I'll take all of the above. Here you go. The nerve of some vendors showing up in the middle of a church service. Ain't it great? Don't worry, children. There's going to be plenty of things for you guys after we're done here this morning. Hey, guess what? Best part. When you become a Christian, did you know you're never alone? I found coaches there cheering me on every step of the way. For me, they were a constant encouragement. Kids, find a good coach. Did you get that? Kids, find a good coach. Hebrews 10:24. Let us consider how we may spur one another on toward good deeds and love. So, let's spur one another on. Let's root for the home people. On our team, guys, Jesus is our coach. The good news is that he made the ultimate sacrifice for us. Now, let me illustrate that by telling you that one day, my coach came up and said, Mr. Cleats, yeah? I don't want you to hit your home run today like you normally do because you're so good at hitting home runs. Oh, why, thank you, coach. That's so good. I want you to lay down a bunt. What? What is a bunt? Oh, that's when you sacrifice yourself to move your teammate over. What? I'm a home run hitter. Watch. And you want me to do this? Really? Well, coach, you know best, so I'll do that. It turned out that it was the game-winning run. I don't know if I would have struck out. I don't know if I would have hit a home run. But my job, just like Jesus did for you, was to be a sacrifice for my team. And that's what he did. John 3:16, who knows that verse? For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. I love fans in our game. They're there every step of the way to root us on, to win or to lose. I love Hebrews 12. It's a great, great, great book out of the Bible, Hebrews. Chapter 12, verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. Wow, great words. Don't you want to be a part of that team? Hey, guys, you know, there are many, many, many different heroes that the Bible lists. Can you name some? Heroes of the faith. If you were the author of the Bible and you picked out your heroes, who would it be? Joseph. Moses. Abraham. Job. Rahab is a good name. That's a good name in Scripture. Without Rahab, apparently Jesus would not have been born. David. Matthew. Mark. Luke. John. All the great names in the Bible. That's right. I don't think I have time to fill them all up here, guys. Remember, kids, I want you to think big. I want you to dream big. I want you to listen to your coach. Just like in ball, you're told by your coach to keep your eye on that ball. Kids, aim for the fences. Aim for the fences. And remember, spur each other on. Well, it's just about time for me to go to that baseball game now. I'm so sorry I can't stay. Remember, kids, whatever you do in life, keep your eye on the ball. Thank you.